Good morning, a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, in a brazen step, says the New York Times, President Trump invited Republican leaders in Michigan to the White House as he tried to stop the state from certifying Joe Biden's win. The effort to undo the vote is all but certain to fail, as even many Trump allies concede it has already suffered defeats in courts in multiple states. CNN is analyzing that we need to take these moves by the president seriously, but you've been saying that all along. Then we have the specter of the Rudy Giuliani press conference yesterday with wild conspiracy theories, sweating, and not making this situation look good at all.
Well, Rudy Giuliani, of course, has become the classic clown, but a lot of people get frightened by clowns. I'm frightened by this particular clown. You know, when Trump invites his Republican colleagues to the White House and tries to pressure them into negating a fair election, it really does show you what a second Trump term would look like. This guy is turning into a dictator. And as I have said so many times, his closest relatives say, no, no, don't make that mistake. Whatever he says, he means. In other words, if he says, I'm going to win this election and any other way is rigged, he means that. And the big debate, of course, is whether he really believes it or whether he's being completely manipulative and thinks that's the way to get ahead. Frankly, far be it from me to know the answer to that question, but I do believe that he knows exactly what he's doing. I think it's extremely manipulative, and I think he knows how to get over. He's done that all his life. He's gotten away with some terrible things. There's a string of bankruptcies. His New Jersey gambling operations, all the rest of it has been failure. But somehow the lesson he's learned is you can bluff it through. Now, in this case, he brings a bunch of people from Michigan who he wants to negate the election. He says to them, look, you need to do your job here. You're good Republicans. That comes ahead of democracy. It comes ahead of the way in which our peaceful of transference of power is completed in the United States. So you have to do it. Do it for what? Do it for me. Do it because the Republican Party is behind me. So therefore, you have to do anything but be a profile in courage. You have to do it. CNN, as you say, says you have to take it seriously. I've been saying you have to take it seriously all along. You know, David, I said coup. If he could, he would, from the beginning. Now we have an attempt to overturn, by a lot, a duly constituted election. It wasn't close. So he just wants people not to certify and like that. Well, he's going to lose, I hope. I hope, because if America has changed, if it is turning into a dictatorship, terrible. And we are only hoping now that sanity prevails and that strong women and men in state legislatures and in both the Democratic and Republican parties stand up to this bully. It's awful. As for Rudy Giuliani, it is a joke. Guy stands up at his press conference and his hair dye runs down the side of his face. He is nothing more than a puppet. That's what he is. He's a presidential puppet. And it is not funny because the consequences could be so bad. Listen, this president has a couple of months left to go, and believe me, we have seen attempts to subvert the election process, and we haven't seen anything yet. Believe me. He will do everything in his power to overturn the result of a duly constituted election.
Well, let's follow that a little further, Alan. When the legal options run out, then what?
Yes, that's the question, all right. That's the question. I don't think he has the potential for turning the police and the army around to subvert the election. I hope he doesn't. There have been signals from General Milley and others that they wouldn't get involved in doing that. So the general was sending out a warning to Trump, basically, we're not going to do that if you depend on us. But you did see a huge crowd, not what he said it was, but a huge crowd come out in Washington last weekend, and you did see scuffles breaking out. Does anybody think that Trump wouldn't use some of the Proud Boys and others in order to do what he wanted done? That they would be his military? That that's the way it would happen? You go back to the early days of the Russian Revolution, that's how it happened. You go back to the Nazi takeover, that's how it happened. So you have to be really skeptical that this guy who has tried everything else won't try that too.
Right, because as you've pointed out so many times, he has legal troubles when he becomes a private citizen again. From the Times this morning, Trump tax write-offs are ensnared in two New York fraud investigations. Inquiries into the president are looking at tax deductions taken on consulting fees. Some of the payments appear to have gone to Ivanka Trump.
There's an old saying that he has made famous in America when he was talking about Hillary Clinton, which was lock him up. If he did break the law, if he broke the tax laws, if he did everything he could to circumvent it, that would be against the law. And if it was a criminal action and not a civil action, I say an example has to be made that if the top man can get away with it, then it's a terrible signal to the rest of the country that they could do it too. So he started it, as the old saying goes, lock him up.
The coronavirus. The CDC now urging Americans to stay home this Thanksgiving. Faced with a seemingly unstoppable surge in infections, officials warned against travel and gatherings with those from outside the immediate household. U.S. Coronavirus Task Force, meanwhile, returned yesterday with a dire assessment.
How many ways do we spell stupid? People will do what they want to do. We know that. We see that with the mask wearing. We know, I heard one estimate that 65% of the usual traffic would happen. I remember coming home from WAMC to Great Barrington being stuck in the toll booths because the lines were so huge. And if 65%, think about that, it is just beyond belief that the simplest things, like wearing a mask and keeping social distancing and not going out, will save lives. Hey, would you rather have your life saved or would you rather eat a piece of turkey overcooked as usual?
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us.